And joining us now is puzzle master Will Shorts. Hi, Will. It's been a long time.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to play puzzle with you again.
I know. I've been trying to sharpen up my skills to, to meet the challenge. Great to be doing it. Can you repeat the challenge that you gave us last week?
Yes, it came from listener Bernie McCabe of Westchester, Pennsylvania. I said the vowels in the English language are said to be A, E, I, O, U, sometimes Y, and sometimes W. And several people asked me, how is W a vowel? Well, it's in the word cwm, C-W-M, which is a high-walled cliff near the top of a mountain, and crwth, C-R-W-T-H, which is an ancient Celtic musical instrument. These words come from Welsh. So, I asked you to name a well-known U.S. city and its state that contains each of these letters exactly once and that has only 12 letters overall. What city is it?
What city is it? And we had to know that it's an American, not a Welsh city. The answer is?
The answer is Utica, New York.
We received more than 1,970 correct entries. So, a lot of people got this one. But our puzzle winner, chosen randomly as always, is Eileen Sachs from Morristown, New Jersey. Hi there, Eileen.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Eileen, I heard that you were very excited when we called you. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, it's a tradition for us to listen to the Puzzler on Sunday mornings, my husband and I, probably for 5 or 6 years. I haven't entered very often, and so I couldn't believe it when I got called and... I was the winner this week. It was very exciting. I didn't even care about the prizes. I just wanted to be on the air.
Well, you made it.
Great.
Are you ready to play the puzzle? You get to, not your husband, I guess.
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Will, meet Eileen.
All right, Eileen and Jackie, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word ends in an S sound. Change this to a Z sound, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said the cost of something and an award, you would say price and prize.
Okay.
Number one is a hangman's rope and something you get on NPR.
Noose and news.
That's right. Number two, something to say before a meal and to eat like a horse.
Grace and graze.
Uh-huh. To stop and to grab.
Oh, cease and seize.
Excellent. A money holder. And cat sounds.
Purse and purrs.
Uh-huh. City transportation. And the latest gossip.
Oh, I need a hint.
What's a way around the city?
Subway.
Yeah, above
right.
ground.
The wheels on the...
Uh-huh.
Oh, bus and buzz.
Bus and buzz is right.
Okay, okay.
Here's your next one. Each, which is E-A-C-H, each, and to pacify or soothe.
Each. Purr. A piece.
That's it.
A piece and a piece.
A piece and a piece. Excellent. Try this one. Girl in the family and parts of legs.
Okay.
What, Jackie?
A girl in the family and parts of legs. Niece?
Yes.
Niece and knees.
Niece and knees is right. Commotion outside of a peach.
Oh, fuss and fuzz.
Uh-huh. Lose and baseball errors.
Baseball errors.
Two-syllable answer. To lose.
To lose.
Like you lose your keys, you blank your keys. And baseball
misplace
errors.
Misplace and misplays.
Excellent.
Oh, very
and your last
good.
One. Your last one. What's on a lamb and what's on dogs?
Fleece and fleas.
Nice job.
Thank you. Deceptively, couple of those were tough.
It was such an easy little path he led us down at the beginning, but then the weeds were on the side. Excellent.
Right.
You did great,
right.
Eileen.
Well, thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, very nice, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with a CD-ROM featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, and the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Tell us your public radio station.
WNYC in New York.
Eileen Sachs from Morristown, New Jersey. It was fantastic to play the puzzle with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, that was really fun.
Thank you.
What's the puzzle you have for listeners next week?
Well, I think it's a little more difficult than the usual. take the word elongated. You can rearrange the letters into three-letter words, lad, ego, and ten. And if you set these one under the other, you'll have what's called a double word square with let, age, and don reading vertically. Now, take the 16 letters of The Conversations, which is the title of a book by Michael Ondaatje. He also wrote The English Patient. Rearrange them into a 4x4 double word square, using only common, uncapitalized English words. So again, take the 16 letters of The Conversations, rearrange them into a 4x4 square with four uncapitalized words reading across and four different uncapitalized words reading down. Can you do it?
Yes, you might want to uncork something in the meantime. And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from our New York bureau. Will, it was really fun to be back with you again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.